way.
This is the home of accurate, factual sports information. Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hyams on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Hour number two of Sports Talk begins with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. Time for the pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Jimmy?
We are pleased to be joined by VFL Daniel Hood. He's been a regular guest picker with us. He also does the show with Josh and Heather on Game Day Saturdays. Daniel Hood, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. How are you today?
Fantastic. I know this season hadn't gone the way you'd hoped for the Tennessee Vols. What do you think's been the key? Why have they not played at a higher level?
That, I think if we could have that, we may make a lot more money. But to me, I think it starts with leadership. Everything starts with the man up top. And I don't know if that guy's Pruitt, if that guy's Fulmer, if it's someone above him, but – you know, there's just an age-old military principle that you have no bad teams. There's only bad leaders. And I think right now we don't have the leadership that we need at the University of Tennessee. And it's causing kids to not develop. It's causing, them to underperform compared to some of their counterparts.
How do you think the season interruptions have impacted this team, if at all? The fact that they were supposed to play Vanderbilt or not, they had another game earlier this year postponed.
Yeah. The Texas, I think it's been very helpful for Tennessee because it may, those interruptions may save Pruitt. Because A&M, obviously, we think it probably would have been a big, big blowout. And this Vandy game is no longer an easy win. Vandy's really improved. They put up, 21 points on Florida just last week. I think the best thing that could happen to Tennessee is we get to my birthday, December 5th, against Florida, and it's like, man, we can't get the numbers down. And of course, praying that nobody has any serious or anyone gets hurt by it. But, you know, the best thing that can happen to Tennessee is that those last three games, they almost forfeit away so that we have some reason to go into the offseason with a little hope.
All right. We'll get to our picks. We'll recap. We've got Daniel's got some room to make up for the guest picker. They've got 122 right this year. John Wilkerson, 123. Josh Ward, 128. I've got 130 right. So let's jump right to it. We've got a game in progress. Notre Dame and North Carolina. The game is tied at 7-7 in the first quarter. Daniel, who wins that one?
I'm taking Notre Dame. They've been strong this year. It seems like they finally turned the corner of being able to perform in big games. And so I think they take out North Carolina and Notre Dame wins it.
Notre Dame is 18-2 against North Carolina. That's their best record against a team they've played at least 10 times. And the Tar Heels have struggled with their defense, but boy, their offense is high power. John Wilkerson.
Boy, and I think they really have an opportunity to win the game as they got off and they scored first. But I just think in the end that Notre Dame is fully confident and will be able to just find a way to get the win in Chapel Hill. So I'll take the Irish in a squeaker.
I wonder if it's going to take at least 35 to win this game. Obviously, the Clemson-Notre Dame game was a wild-scoring game that went into overtime. We'll see. I do think Notre Dame, because of the better defense, in fact, Notre Dame's got the best defense in the ACC, yards per game-wise. North Carolina, the best offense, yards per game-wise. But I'm going to take Notre Dame. Notre Dame, the pick of Josh Ward. Stanford in California, they will play today, hopefully. Stanford's 0-2, California 0-2. Cal lost to Oregon State and to UCLA, and Stanford has lost to Oregon and to Colorado. John.
Yeah, and goodness gracious, it has been a tough sledding for Cal, and they wound up playing two games away from home. Maybe playing at home will be the difference, but I'm still going to go with Stanford, even though it's 0-2 against 0-2. I'll take the Cardinal.
Daniel.
I like what John said. You know, it's a battle of the winless teams right now. And to make us some ground on you, Jimmy, we got to pick some underdogs, and I'm taking Stanford in this one.
Well, you're not going to pick up ground on this one because I've got Stanford also. Cal's favored by one. It's kind of really a toss-up game, right? And yeah. I don't like what I've seen out of California. They had a really bad first game. The thing that we don't know, or at least I don't know, is how many of these guys have been out for COVID reasons, and maybe that has them shorthanded. But having said that, I just think Stanford is probably a little bit better than Cal. I'm taking Stanford. Stanford, the pick of Josh Ward. All right, Oregon at Oregon State. This is another Friday game. What they call it, the Battle of the Civil War, at least they used to call it that. You got Oregon State, which beat Cal, but they've lost to Washington and Washington State. Oregon 3-0. They're ranked number 9 in the country, favored by 13. Daniel.
I think Oregon just has too much offense for this one. Double-digit favorite for a reason. I think they go into Oregon State and take a big win.
John.
Yeah, I agree. I like the Ducks as well. They survived last week against UCLA, and so I think they'll be much more comfortable this week.
I do too. In Oregon State's offense, they've got a few good players, but I don't see them keeping up with Oregon, which, by the way, Oregon's one of the few teams in the Pac-12 that plays some defense. I'll take the Ducks. The Ducks, the pick of Josh Ward. Louisville will be at Boston College as we head into the ACC, and it's a Saturday game. BC is 5-4. They're favored by 1. Louisville is 3-6, but they did have their leading rusher opt out. Hawkins, he's not going to be playing in this contest. We know the BC pushed Clemson to the limit before losing that contest. John.
Yeah, you look at their last three losses. It's at Virginia Tech, which may be a little bit different now, but at Clemson and at home against Notre Dame. I just think Boston College is scrappy, and I don't know that Louisville's been able to match that this year. So I'll take the Eagles over the Cardinals.
Daniel?
I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to take Louisville. I think the time off, you know, Boston College getting an extra bye week here may hurt them, but also in the head-to-head matchups, Louisville seemed to be able to pull out a few more of these than Boston College.
Well, now you'll have a chance to make up some ground because I'm taking Boston College. I'm going to take the Eagles at home. Their losses have typically been relatively close games. And so I just think they have a better all-around team. I like their quarterback, Jerkovic, a Notre Dame transfer. I think they got a good receiver, good running back. I'm going to take BC. BC also the pick of Josh Ward. All right, we got Duke at Georgia Tech. Neither team's fared very well. Duke is 2-6, Georgia Tech 2-5. And it's Duke is favored by 1, and their only win in conference play was against Syracuse. Daniel.
I'm not too impressed with the win over Syracuse. And the quarterback for Duke, I think he's thrown more interceptions than Garantano this year. And so for that reason alone, just turnover margin's a big one, taking Georgia Tech for that reason.
John?
Well, if the only win in conference play that Duke has is Syracuse, what does it say that Georgia Tech lost to Syracuse? I'm just going to go with the slippery rock theory. Give me the Blue Devils. They're going to get the win.
Well, I think it's fair to say I don't like either one of these teams. However, I like one team's coach. I'm going to take David Cutcliffe and Duke to get a win here just because I think he'll figure out a way to beat Georgia Tech. Duke, the pick of Josh Ward as well.
It is the pick segment. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. We've got more coming your way as you listen to Sports Talk on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
From the Budweiser studios of The Sports Animal.
What is the most inspiring thing I ever said to you?
Don't be an idiot. Changed my life.
We are 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. It's the Pick Segment brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
And our guest picker, Daniel Hood, VFL. We are in the ACC. By the way, a couple of updates. Notre Dame had just scored. It's Notre Dame 14, North Carolina 14. They're still in the first quarter. Looks like they might take a lot of points to win that game. I said 35. Might take 35 at halftime to be leading. Also, Ryan Day.
Very glad you took North Carolina.
Oh, no, wait. No. I took the Fighting Irish. Ryan Day, Ohio State's head coach, he will not be making the trip due to COVID reasons. He has the virus, so he will not be traveling. Virginia will be at Florida State. We got Virginia which is 4-4. They're favored by 9 against the Florida State team. 1-6, and guess who they beat? North Carolina. They have played musical chairs among their quarterbacks. They've also allowed at least 38 points in five games. Daniel Hood.
I think these are two teams trending in different directions. You mentioned the struggles of Florida State, Virginia coming off three straight wins. I think they get number four.
John?
Yeah, Virginia was able to beat North Carolina just like Florida State did. Also has a win over Louisville and put 55 on Abilene Christian. Who does that? Well, we'll answer that question. But anyhow, the Cavaliers, I think, got off to a slow start this year. They're playing their best ball. I'll take the Cavaliers on the road.
I think Brennan Armstrong, the quarterback for the Cavs, is playing really good football right now. I like what he's done. I think Virginia's found itself. I think they beat a Florida State team that has not found itself. All right, we venture into Big 12 territory. We've got Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is 5-2. They're ranked number 21 in the country, favored by 11 over the Red Raiders. Oklahoma State, Chuba Hubbard has not had the season that he had the last 2 years. He's been bothered by injury this season. And then at Texas Tech, they have they got wins over, well, they beat West Virginia, which was a really good win. They also beat Baylor. John.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cowboys, even though they lost two of their last three. And Texas Tech, nice win for them last week against Baylor. But I will take the Cowboys to get the win, probably take out a little frustration after what happened against Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, Red Raiders giving up at least 28 points per game. Oklahoma State with a much better defense. Daniel Hood.
My favorite stats, how you play on the road. And Texas Tech's 0-3 on the road, playing in Oklahoma. So I'm going to take the Oklahoma State for that reason.
Yeah, that's a good point. Their two wins have been at home, or two of their wins have been at home. So
yeah.
I'm going to take Texas. I'm going to take Oklahoma State as well. I think that with Saunders back at quarterback, he'd missed a couple of games, but he's back. Then you got Chuba Hubbard, who I expect to explode at any time. If he's healthy, he'll run through Texas Tech. I'll take the Cowboys. The Cowboys, the pick of Josh Ward. All right, Kansas State will be at Baylor. Baylor's 1-5. Their only win against Kansas and Les Miles. But what's funny about that is they're 1-5, and they have scored 161 points, allowed 163. They're a 5-point favorite over K-State, which has struggled behind a freshman quarterback. Dan Hood.
You know, Baylor's a tough team. All their losses have been, I think, within 10 points or pretty close to it. And I think this one's going to be a very tight game. Which team's going to be better in those closing minutes? I think I'll take Baylor for that just because they've been in it this year.
John?
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go 1-5 versus the 4-4, but something has happened to Kansas State. And as you pointed out, Jimmy, they're struggling. They're trying to follow a freshman and get back on track. I just think that's going to be a tall order at Baylor, so I will take the Bears.
Yeah, they had I think his name was Skylar Thompson was their quarterback, and he did well. And now they've gone with Will – after he got hurt, they've gone with Will Howard, who has not done so well. As we mentioned, they've lost three in a row. I think it's going to be four. I think Baylor at home will get the win. I don't think there'll be a lot of points in this game because neither offense is very good. But I think Baylor gets the win. Baylor also the pick of Josh Ward. Okay, we got Maryland against Indiana. The Hoosiers are 4-1. They're number 12 in the country. They're favored by 11 in this game. They trailed Ohio State 42-7. Next thing you know, it's like 40 – I think it's 42-7. Next thing you know, it's 42-35, and Indiana's got the ball. Michael Penix threw for over 490 yards in that game in a really close contest. But Indiana actually gained some respect in that loss by the way they played. They got a receiver named Freifogel, the first player in the history of the Big Ten to have consecutive 200-yard receiving games. Maryland's only played three games. They're 2-1. Tua Tagovailoa's younger brother has had two outstanding games in a row, and that includes wins over Minnesota and Penn State. John.
I'm going to go with the Hoosiers. Credit Maryland having won back-to-back games, but as you mentioned, they haven't played in 3 weeks, so I think there could definitely be a rest factor, and I also think that Indiana's played a pretty nice schedule, and I think that'll benefit them greatly as they take care of the Terrapins.
Daniel?
You know, this one's a 12-point favorite to Indiana, and I know there's always one of those that flips each week. And the reasons you mentioned that the quarterback play in Maryland, I think this is going to be a shootout game. but I think they're going to put up a lot of points, 3 weeks to prepare. I'm going to go out on the limb and try Maryland in this one.
Well, you wonder also how Indiana is going to respond to that close loss to Ohio State. They're led by Michael Penix, who's done such a good job with them as a quarterback, a former Tennessee commit. I'm going to go with Indiana. I think they have a solid team. Quarterback's good running back, two really good receivers. And Maryland defensively has struggled, so I think Indiana will I think you're right. I think there'll be a lot of points. I just think Indiana will get most of them. I got Indiana the pick of Josh Ward. All right, Rutgers at Purdue. I'm not sure where that shows up on your scheduling, but we had a game canceled, so that was one of those in case of postponements. Rutgers is 1-4. They opened the season by beating Michigan State thanks to 7 calls. Turnovers, but they have now lost 4 in a row, including a loss to Michigan 48-42. Purdue, favored by 11, is 2-2. They lost their starting quarterback, but then Jack Plummer came in and had a pretty good game thereafter. Daniel Hood, who wins this one?
You know, I'm a big Rutgers fan right now. I've seen the way they played this year. You know, what we forgot to mention there, I think, against Michigan was it took a couple of overtimes for Jim Harbaugh's fifth or sixth year there to beat a first-year Shiano Rutgers team. I think this is the one where they finally get over the hump and get that next big win for Shiano to build off of.
John?
I'm going to go with the Boilermakers. They said that they've moved on from the pass interference call that cost them a win in their last game. And so I'll say, yes, they have. And, see, Rutgers has lost 4 in a row. Purdue's only lost 2 in a row. So give me the Boilermakers.
Yeah, that was a rough call on Purdue. My goodness. They should have won that game. But having said that, their quarterback Plummer, who was starting for the starter O'Donnell, who was out, he ended up throwing for well over 300 yards. He's good. He's a good player. He's also got a couple outstanding receivers in Rondell Moore and David Bell, and they got a good running back in Norvath. I like their offense. I think their offense is so good. I'm going to take Purdue. Purdue also the pick of Josh Ward. And, Daniel, I'll tell you what, the guests might make up some ground. They're either going to do that or lose ground because we've got a lot of different picks. That's good.
Got to keep it interesting.
That's right.
Oh, it remains interesting. Yeah. And we've got more interesting picks coming up. It's the pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. This is Sports Talk on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Follow us on Twitter at Sports Radio WNML to keep up with breaking sports news. Now, back to Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hyams on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. It's the Pick Segment brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Our guest picker, Daniel Hood. All right, Daniel, we got a couple of sorry teams in the Big Ten. Let's see how we do with this one. Penn State, which has not won a game yet under James Franklin. They just got blown out by Iowa. Michigan under Jim Harbaugh. They're 2-3. They're favored by a field goal. And they have lost to Michigan State. They've lost to Indiana and Wisconsin. Blew them out. Daniel Hood, who wins this one?
This is another one I think we're going to be different on, but I hate Michigan. I don't know why. Never really cared for them. And I hate Vandy, too. But, heck, I'll take James Franklin in the hope that they just upset Michigan season even more than they thought it was going to be.
John?
Boy, you can go back and forth on this one, but, hey, Michigan's won a game, so I'll take the Wolverines.
And they beat Rutgers. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody beats can't get by Rutgers. I just think this is at some point Penn State's you would think's gotta win a ball game. They've struggled at quarterback, they've rotated their quarterbacks a little bit. Of course, Michigan just benched their quarterback the other day. I'm still gonna go with Michigan. It's at home. The home crowd certainly is not a factor, but I just think that Michigan is probably a little bit better than Penn State, even though neither one of them are any good. Michigan also the pick of Josh Ward. Northwestern, which is off to its best start in forever, 5-0. They're number 11 in the country. They're favored by 13 against Michigan State. They're led by Peyton Ramsey, the quarterback to transfer in from Indiana. got a really solid defense, has played well. Michigan State has their only win is against Michigan, and they open their season with an embarrassing loss to Rutgers. John.
Yeah, I'll take the Wildcats yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm just so impressed by how well they're playing, and even though they're on the road, I'll take Northwestern to get the win.
Daniel, any chance this one's close?
I don't think so. I think we should be getting – it should be an over-under line here to be determined who gets this point. But Northwestern's going to win it. It's just a matter of is it over or under 12.5 points.
Yeah, and Northwestern doesn't score a ton, but they're pretty efficient. I think Ramsey's been a really good fit for their offense. They run the ball reasonably well. Ramsey has done a nice job in the passing game. And Michigan State's just been terrible for the most part. They got shut out by Indiana recently, and then they scored 7 against Iowa. I like Northwestern, but I don't expect a ton of points, but I do like Northwestern to get the win. Okay, we got a couple of Pac-12 games coming up here. We got Arizona at UCLA. The Bruins are 1-2. They're favored by 9. They lost to Colorado in a high-scoring game, 45-42, but they beat Oregon and they beat Cal. Arizona's 0-2. They have lost to Southern Cal and Washington. Daniel.
You know, that UCLA win over Oregon I thought was very, very nice. For that reason, I think Chip Kelly gets it done, and they're able to take Arizona out.
John.
Yeah, I'll take the team that's not coached by Kevin Sumlin.
That's a good thought. Yeah. It's kind of Arizona's down 37-0. In the fourth quarter to Washington. Now, they ended up scoring 27, but that was no game at all, the way Washington just whipped them. And UCLA at least has an impressive win against Oregon and California, and they've got a pretty good running back. This guy named Demetrius Felton, he's pretty good. I like UCLA to get the win. The Bruins, the pick of Josh Ward. Okay, we got Utah against Washington. I suppose they're still playing.
Yes. In Seattle.
Yeah, I can't.
At this point in time.
Right, yeah. Washington 2-0. They got wins against Arizona and Oregon State. And then you got Utah, which has only played one game. They lost to Southern Cal, and one of their quarterbacks is Jake Bentley, the transfer from South Carolina. John.
I'll take the Huskies. The fact that they played more football, the fact that they get to play at home in a crazy week where you didn't know this is who you're going to play at the start of it. So I'll take the Huskies at home.
Daniel?
This one was tough. You know, the biggest improvement that you have is from game one to game two. This game was set at like 8:30 p.m. Then they're supposed to play someone else. Too much chaos, and plus it's in Seattle. So I'm going to take Utah. I think the Utes get it done.
It's in Seattle, and you said you're taking Utah. Is that what you meant?
That's it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yep.
Utah, if the biggest improvement, they got a lot of improving to do. Doesn't mean they can't, but after that first game they had, I like Washington. I think they have a solid team. I mean, the fact they led Arizona 37-0, and then they just played a bunch of backups, so that doesn't reflect, I don't think, how good Washington is. Solid defense, solid team. I'll take the Huskies. Washington, also the pick of Josh Ward. All right, we got an SEC contest here. Wasn't supposed to be played this weekend, but with the manipulation of the schedules, it is. Vanderbilt at Missouri. The Commodores are 0-7. Their offense has actually come alive lately. They lost to Florida, 38-17. Lost to Kentucky, 38-35. And Kenny Seals, their quarterback, has done a nice job. He's playing pretty well. Missouri has not played in a while. They are 3-3. They've got the number 5 total defense in the SEC, and it was a year ago that Missouri actually lost to Vanderbilt. Did they lose 2 in a row to Vanderbilt, Daniel Hood?
No, I can't. I think Missouri's good. That trip, with that.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Did you take Missouri?
Yeah, I did. I took Missouri.
There we go. Okay. John?
Yeah, I think it's worth noting, as you did, that Vanderbilt has been more competitive, putting points on the board. But I also think that Missouri, despite being on the shelf as much as it has of late, I just think that they're much more sound, offense, yeah, defense, you name it. And so for that reason, I'll take the Tigers at home.
Yeah, I think they are too. And the thing about Vanderbilt, too, that's a concern is they rank in the bottom three in the SEC in the four major defensive categories, whether that's run defense, pass defense, scoring defense, total defense. And I think Missouri will be able to move the ball effectively against them, led by Connor Bazelak, the quarterback, and Larry Roundtree, the running back. I will take Missouri. Missouri, also the pick of Josh Ward.
We'll get a break and be back with a final segment to the pick segment. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks is your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. You can pair any of their made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl, and you're in for a legendary sports-watching experience. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. A final segment to hour number two of Sports Talk next on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Over 20 years of the top-rated afternoon sports show in Tennessee. This is Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hyams on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Final segment to hour number two of Sports Talk, a final segment to the pick segment. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
And our guest picker, VFL Daniel Hood. All right, we're in the SEC, and we've got Kentucky against Florida. Kentucky lost 63-3 to Alabama last week. They played without 10 players due to COVID. I don't know if they're down any as they go against Florida. The Gators are favored by 23. They're 6-1. They're number 6 in the country. They beat Vanderbilt 38-17, led by Kyle Trask, who's now the favorite in the Heisman Trophy. 31 touchdown passes in 7 games. Daniel, are you surprised at how well Trask is playing this year? He played well last year, but are you surprised at how effective he's been this year?
He played well last year, but to make that Joe Burrow jump, I didn't really expect him to do that much. But, man, they've got him playing well down for Florida, and I hate to say it. I'm getting kind of envious about these teams with the great quarterback play.
All right. Who do you like between Florida and Kentucky?
I think you got to take Florida. I mean, Kentucky, I think it'll be better than the one bad day that they had, but it's hard to make up 60 points.
I thought you were trying to make up ground on me.
That's not the one I'm taking for that.
I don't blame you. And there is, John, quite a bit of difference in the production of the quarterbacks between Florida and Kentucky, isn't there?
There is, and I don't think it's getting enough play. You realize that Kyle Trask has thrown one more interception than Terry Wilson this year, 3-2. Granted, Trask has 25 more touchdown passes, but I just thought the INTs was worth noting. I'll take the Gators.
Yeah, I will too. And I don't know that they were – I think they sleepwalk a little bit against Vanderbilt. And even if they do that against Kentucky, I don't think they have any trouble. I think that passing attack is so darn good. They've got some pretty good weapons along the way. I like Florida easily. Florida also the pick of Josh Ward. All right. We've got Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl. Alabama will be without its head coach, Nick Saban, who's got COVID, and he cannot test out of it this time like he did before the Georgia game when he was asymptomatic. Alabama favored by 24, led by Mac Jones, who's had a tremendous season as well. Interesting, Auburn leads this series in games played in Tuscaloosa 7-5, but Alabama's won 4 in a row. Auburn won last year 48-45 as Mac Jones threw 2 pick sixes. John.
I'm betting that doesn't happen this year. I also think it's really interesting that Auburn is averaging 402.9 yards of offense but allowing 402.1 yards to opposing offenses. Alabama's almost ringing up 550 yards total offense per game. They don't allow usually but around 360 or so on average. I just think even without Nick Saban, Alabama will be primed and ready to get it done. They're at home. As you mentioned, the struggles for the Crimson Tide come on the road. So I like the Tide to get the Iron Bowl this year.
Daniel, do you think not having Saban will have a negative impact on Alabama?
I think it could by maybe a couple points, but not 24. you know, we the winningest coach in UT history is Jim Chaney, and that was after we got rid of Derek Dooley. So someone's going to step up, get the win for Alabama this week.
Yeah, I think so, too. I do think they can miss Saban, but I'm with you. I don't think it'll amount to that many points. I'll say this, though. I think Auburn's going to cover, but because that's a lot of points in a rivalry game like this. And as we mentioned, Auburn won last year against Alabama. But Mac Jones is having a tremendous year. He's got great receivers, a great running back in Najee Harris, who leads the SEC, if not the nation, in touchdowns scored. I think Alabama gets the win at home. All right, we go from the Iron Bowl to the Egg Bowl. We got Mississippi State against Ole Miss. Ole Miss is scoring a ton of points, but they're also giving up a ton of points. They're among the SEC leaders in points per game. They're among the SEC's worst in points given up. Led by quarterback Matt Corral, who's had a great year. Receiver Elijah Moore has also been tremendous. Mississippi State, with 49 players, gave Georgia fits last week. They lost by a touchdown, and the freshman quarterback Will Rogers had a really good game against the Georgia Bulldogs. Daniel.
I think this is the one where I get to make up some ground on you as I take Mississippi State to, I think they upset Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss and Oxford.
John.
I just don't see that happening. I don't know that State can keep up with the Rebels, but obviously the Rebel defense might allow them to do exactly that. I am going to go with Ole Miss.
You know, what's interesting is that when Mississippi State played LSU, LSU played man defense, and Mississippi State picked them apart. Pretty much everybody since then rushed three and played eight in a zone coverage, and then Georgia went man, and Mississippi State picked them apart. I've got to think Ole Miss is going to play zone, but you know what? I don't know if anybody in the zone will be close enough. I do think Mississippi State will score some points, and I think that and Mississippi State's got the better defense, but my gosh, I just don't see them being able to keep up with that offense of Ole Miss. I'm going to take the Rebels, Ole Miss, the pick of Josh Ward. All right, we've got Texas A&M. Their season's been paused a couple times. They're number five in the country. They harbor hopes of being a college football playoff team. They take on the LSU Tigers, who are 3-3. LSU struggled mightily this year. They did get a win against Arkansas thanks to a couple of favorable calls. But A&M is 1-7 against LSU since joining the league, and that was a 7-overtime victory over the Tigers. John Wilkerson.
And didn't they get, on average, one favorable call for every overtime they played in that game?
Yeah, they did.
Kind of lopsided in that regard. I don't think Texas A&M will need the help. I just think LSU, while they have, I think, improved, I just don't think they're ready for the challenge. There could be a rust factor for the Aggies. But in the end, I think Texas A&M gets the job done.
A&M comes in with the best run defense in the SEC. Daniel.
I think Coach O's lost the bus again. I think A&M's gonna take it home.
I think A&M's going to get it as well. I don't see LSU being able to stop them too much. I think Kellen Mond and that group, I think they're just too good. I'll take Texas A&M to get the victory against LSU and to get only their second win against the Tigers since joining the SEC. All right, we got Georgia against South Carolina. Georgia comes in with JT Daniel, who finally gets a start. He throws over 400 yards and four touchdowns. Makes you wonder where he's been against the South Carolina team. They fired Will Muschamp. Their offense was horrible against Missouri. Don't know if it's going to be a whole lot better against Georgia. Georgia comes in favored by 21, but in the last 10 meetings, it's 5-5. Daniel Hood.
This one was a tricky one. Everything to try to make up ground, I want to take South Carolina, but man, Georgia's been too good this year, and so I'm going to take them to pull it out at the end of the year to knock South Carolina off.
John.
Yeah, I think the Bulldogs have had this one circled because of how it played last year in Athens, so I think they definitely want to return the favor and get the win on the road. Georgia obviously hasn't done well in its games against Alabama and Florida, but I think it's safe to say the Gamecocks are neither Florida or Alabama, so I will take Georgia.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Georgia as well, and I'll be really curious to see what JT Daniel does if he puts up numbers like he did against Mississippi State, and where they kind of abandoned the run game. He threw it an awful lot, but he was very impressive in what he did. I will take Georgia to win, and Georgia also the pick of Josh Ward. And, Daniel, as far as the SEC, they have officially announced that they have moved the schedules around for the week of December the 5th. It does not affect Tennessee, but Alabama at LSU, Arkansas at Missouri, Florida at Tennessee, South Carolina at Kentucky, Texas A&M at Auburn, Vanderbilt at Georgia. Those are the games for December the 5th. Do you find it aggravating that they move these games around, or are you glad that at least we're playing some college football?
I'm in the latter. You know, we're getting to play college football. You know, when you come to college, you come there to play football as much as everyone likes to think it's for education. And so it's good to actually be able to work. And, you know, we always worked 350 days a year to try to get 12 opportunities. It'd be nice to get these guys at least 10 opportunities for all the work that they put in.
Yeah, I'm in that camp as well. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much. Really do appreciate you joining us. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and hope you enjoy your weekend.
You as well. Thank you all for having me on. Go Vols.
Sure do appreciate it, Daniel. Thank you. That's Vol for Life, Daniel Hood, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. We'll get a break. Coming up, hour number 3 of Sports Talk, as you listen to 99.1 The Sports Animal.